Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello and welcome to Awakenings Radio, everyone. So wonderful to connect with everyone. I'm Michelle Meshe, your host and co-pilot. My other co-pilots are in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. Wonderful to be here today on this new moon Wednesday, new moon in Aries. Time to plant a lot of new beginnings, plant those seeds for your harvest. If you do have a question or a comment, you can call in at 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. And that lets me know that you want to get on air, that you have a question or a comment or you want a reading. And a big hello and shout out to all that listen via iTunes and to all of you listening later in the archives. We have a lot of archive listeners because people listen round the clock internationally, and it's different time zones. But we do like when you can grace us with your wonderful presence in the chat or on the phone lines when you can. We love that as well. But we also feel your love and love you back when you're listening via iTunes or the archives. And also, thank you again for the appreciation comments that many of you have been leaving on the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook and also on iTunes. I always peek at those. It's nice to see those feedback and comments. This is our show. In fact, Pixie Jewel put in the chat, "Hello, my spiritual family." I love that. And family communication is so important. So please always know you can email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com or awakenings@selfandlight.com with your questions, comments, feedback. I get a lot of topic suggestions, as well as email questions that people want me to answer on air. So that works too. So keep this community going. And, of course, if you're in the chat as well, you can always put your questions in as well or comments. People are pretty good about that anyway. We will be getting to phone lines in just a minute. We have back for part two, which I'm really excited about, Jonathan Goldman. Amazing, amazing international authority on sound healing. Many of you know he was here a few months ago. And he really, really a love and a lot of great information. And we're going to be talking about therapeutic and transformational music. We're going to also listen to some excerpts of some of the music that he's created and get his input and take on it. Sound is so important. It always has been. But in the new paradigm, we are operating much more and eventually completely by resonance. Sound and tone, vibration, is one way that we connect in or key in or tune in or align into tune. These are all the words you see, into resonance. And one of the reasons is because resonance is beyond the conditioned mind. It's beyond conditioned response patterns. You can use, obviously, music to condition, but it's so primal. For me, I know I love music. I love music. I love singing. I love chanting. I love using the voice for expression. Even, in fact, on radio or talking or some of you know, from my meditation CDs and such. But if you think about it, music, it gets us into that place that whatever we're wanting to get to or connect into. I know I have certain music that I listen to for working out, certain music for, you know, meditation or going for a run, or certain music for yoga, certain music when I'm getting ready to go out or I'm getting going, certain music when I'm cleaning or doing to-dos, sometimes certain music I'm listening to in the car for a drive. And it has the capacity to place you in a place that you can't possibly get there by thinking your way there. So it bypasses a lot. In fact, there's been a lot of study when I was going to hypnotherapy school on actually music and words, that anchoring in new positive suggestions or directions or healing is best done with a combination. There's something about the tone and the cadence of voice or certain voice patterning placed with music that's much more powerful than music alone or the voice alone. And I think we had Shira Hunt on, and she talked about this. The sound, also another sound, wonderful sound healer. Trying to think of her website. We'll have to have her back on. So, Sadie, if you're listening or when you come in, let's connect back with Shira Hunt, Linda Shira. Let's see, what is it? It is vibrationally sound. Yeah, vibrationally sound. So I'm very intrigued by it. It's been a longstanding interest of mine, hobby of mine, and so I've really kind of been tickled and respect people that have, you know, they've dived into it. They've got the expertise in it. So he's going to be on about 12:45, 12:50, and you can call in and ask questions about music, about sound, tone, healing sounds, you know, why, you know. And there is something to the frequencies or the beats per minute. You know, I study this. I love that. I mean, you know, whether we're connecting in, you know, alpha theta waves or the beta, you'll have a different existence. And most programming, not ours, but most programming on regular network television is in the beta range. And you can tell. So here's a key. When you're wanting to shift something, you want to move out of that beta range, out of that beta entrainment. You want to get into the alpha theta range. Some say also delta, which is that deep sleep, you become somnambulistic, and that works as well in the subconscious. But those alpha theta states, you're connecting into that meditative state. And something that I talk about a little bit in my book Meditation for Everyday Living, but I really go dive deeper into it in my transformational CD, 5-step emotional clearing process. I did a lot of research on this and read up on a lot of research on this, how that meditative state, again, that alpha theta state, you're able to, you harness a lot of mental energy, brain power, brain energy, to make changes. There's actually a lot of brain activity when you're meditating, even though you're very, very relaxed. The brain is at a very heightened state, and not only expanded state of awareness, but it is very active. It's very activated, very stimulated. However, there's different types of stimulation that can seem similar. So what I found in my research is that high states, exuberant states, over-ecstatic states, you know, like with the emotional swing, when people go way, way low down, they have a lot of trauma, drama, and emotional charge from that. Trauma, drama, chronic pain, which is also a very overstimulated state, or an overstimulated state when somebody is, you know, maybe in that manic or bipolar state when you're very high, everything's wonderful, those are very highly charged states. Somewhere in the middle, as the Buddha says, is that middle path or the neutral, you know, neutral way. You need to be in a heightened state or charged state to actually let your positive directions or that which you want to alter or change or clear, emotionally clear, if you will, repattern. But the meditative state is able to do that yet in a way that's not harming the body. So it's kind of like my philosophy also about foods, which a lot of people poo-poo, but now research is going back and confirming this. You know, some people, calories in, calories out. And I was like, no, au contraire, not all calories are the same. They could be the same, but the quality of the food. So there is a difference between a high-caloric food that is very nurturing and really sustaining your body, mind, you know, really food and feeding you. And let's say another food that's of the same high-caloric intake, but doesn't have the substance, you know. And I don't know, there's so many, I mean, and way back when, this is kind of old school, people believe that, and I found it to be true, and having also a background in dance and fitness, and holistic health counseling, coming from that background. And then for a while, I don't know if you guys know, there was all these diets, and it didn't matter what you know, just you could eat whatever, just as long as you kept the calories intake. I think a friend of mine, was funny, she was, I think it was one of my sister-in-law was laughing about the Weight Watchers, and she was saying, yeah, some people know how to sneak. It was a client of mine, Jill. Some people know how to sneak, that they'll eat under the right amount of points, but they may be just eating donuts and pizza, but they're still eating those points. And she said, and you can still lose weight to a degree. But again, what's the substance there? What's the quality there? Is it really nurturing you? Is it really feeding your body? These are some of the things, and I don't know how many of you did this with us. We did a whole cleanse this past couple weeks. I did for 3 weeks. I'm still semi on it, actually, cleaning out things and cleansing the body and clearing the mind. In fact, I did a wonderful blog post that's going to be coming out on my blog, Soul Insights. I'm putting it in the chat. For spirit-led living, on a shamanic process that I learned years ago that's very, very powerful, and I give the how to do it. And it's about your senses. And the blog post is called What Are You Sensing? And it's either coming out today or Monday, so look out for it. Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. Sign up for the blog. You'll get all this stuff. Also, by the way, sign up for my solar news. I give a whole update of what are the energy shifts, you know, the 411, the forecast predictions monthly, what's coming up monthly. And that's the solar newsletter. And all you have to do is email awakeningsradio@gmail.com or awakeningsatselfandlight.com and just say, put me on the newsletter. I want the 411 on what's happening. But one of the things I wrote about, and I just want to share a little bit with you right now in this time of cleansing, is be aware of what senses you tend to use. We tend to overuse one, maybe two, of our sensory perception. And to get a lot of times new insight, new information, you have to activate and integrate the senses that you're leaving dormant. And even reuse the visual. So I did a post on the shamanic process of doing that. And I'll show you another post that's coming up, too, I think people are really going to like as well, how to get see what you're manifesting and how to go in a new direction, if you're really wanting to go in a new direction. And I give 6 really sound steps to see what you're drawing in and why, and then how to redirect that energy and basically plant new seeds, plant new crop. Now, why is this so important? Yes, part of it is, yes, that wonderful moon, that new moon in Aries, the springtime. But bigger than that, it's a major cycle this year, and actually for the next 3 years, we're really seeding the new. And a lot of it astrologically, you can look at it at the square that is happening with that Pluto and Capricorn, Uranus and Aries. And I believe someone was telling me we actually now have five. Yeah, we have five planets now in Aries. Many of you heard me talk about this back in 2011, that this year was going to be very pivotal. This was the pivotal year, not so much 2012. 2012 was like an energy, you know, game changer in a way, energetically, of the new energy coming in. But now we have to start doing something with this new energy. So, you know, one of the things, and I did do, this blog post is out, this next level is requiring a new level of trust in the higher self. And that's on my Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living blog. Powerful, powerful. You know, I hate to say it, and believe me, not everything that I experience that I'm all happy, you know, even as a psychic channel and medium. You know, I can see it coming and going, oh, no, not really. Or I may think I don't have to go through something. Or I don't want to, certain things I don't want to do. You know, I'm walking the path like every one of you. But this, you know, it's always been about listening to the higher self, but now our creations are coming more from that. And I want to say this in all honesty, and you're starting to see people that were talking differently now changing their tune as they're seeing that the paradigm shift is really here. You know, our free will choice is not so much about getting what we want or what we think we want, because who's doing the thinking and the wanting? It's the ego, personality aspect. If it's not in alignment with the greater good for all concerned, that's us, our family members, whoever we're intimately connected with, our soul group, our dharma, our service, you know, Awakenings Radio, your other groups that you're a part of, other groups I'm a part of, this group, you know, if it's and the overarching theme of what spirit, the I am that I am, God is I am, the all that is, that innate intelligence in the universe, the flow that it's going. It's kind of like trends and fashion. You know, you want to sell something and someone says, oh, no, that's out of style, or we're not doing that anymore. You know, we did that last year, or people aren't buying that anymore, right? Or people aren't watching TV as much anymore. They're watching things on their devices. And so people now have to scramble, you know, ad people, marketers, producers, executive producers, network TV. Oh, how do we get into the internet now? So I really want you all to really, really take this in and take it to heart. But take it to heart in the way that it's not like we're victims and something's being done to us. There is a higher perspective and a higher self that has a different agenda that our conditioned response aspect of us, the surface mind part of us, the wounded part of us, you know, or the part of us that's been comparing it, you know, and why does Susie have this and I don't, or Johnny has this and I don't, that part may not understand or like. So our free will choice is and has always been within the realm of your soul experience and expression, the realm of your soul design. If you are an apple tree from an apple seed, you are not going to be an orange seed and orange tree. They might be able to do a hybrid. You might be able to put those two seeds together and create something. But if you're a palm tree, you're not going to be an oak tree. And so the question is, how can one celebrate who they are by their soul design? How can you meet your destiny instead of running from it or pushing it forward, pushing it away? And so your free will choice is how you respond to what is happening to you, what is on your plate, your dharma, your life work, which everyone has here. Your life work is your life. To some degree, it's you're that masterpiece. And behind every masterpiece is that master, that master artist, that creator that is also you, that aspect of you. Now, you can shift your manifestations to more to your liking within your soul design. You know, you can create more of what you find more fulfilling or pleasing or fun or joyful within your soul design. And that's where we all are this year. people are waking up and going, aha, 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 I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it. I get it. I am not going to be, you know, a surfer this lifetime. You know, I'm a race car driver, okay? That's how crazy it is, okay? I am this. I am expressing this way. I'm expressing God as this way, this dimension, this lifetime. Aha. Now, how can I tailor it? You know, that's kind of fun. It's waking up to your gifts. I had a beautiful experience with one of our participants in our Telesoul Soul Path group, which we have another one on the 30th, and I'll hopefully get a link to everyone. They rapidly got it. They're like, oh, they got their soul purpose. I'm a change agent, and I like to do it optimistically. I like to empower people as I'm creating change. And I do that through my art, I do that in my life, and I do that in the office I work at. And they are on fire now. They're like, they got it. They see it. I'm a change agent. I bring this change. I up-level people. Another person told me, ooh, I like to make things bigger. I'm a generator. I take things and I make them bigger, stronger, better. I make them last longer. So I can take someone's idea or product and help them do that. You know, and I can shorten the time, you know, and they could see all the way back to when they were a little child how they'd always been doing this. So it's time really to embrace your gifts and celebrate them and then use them to create the fruit. We're not to hide our gifts in a barrel. We're not to play, I can't do it, I'm not good enough, I can't, I don't know. Because your gifts put out there in the world, sharing them, bear fruit. And what do we all need to eat? Fruit. Some kind of food. I'm going to use the analogy of fruit right now. And fruit has seeds, so it propagates. So if we aren't utilizing our gifts, we're kind of clogging up the universal system of energy. The more we use our gifts, the more we reciprocate with each other, the more we share, the more the universal energy flows. Don't you see that in your own life? I know I do. When I'm reciprocating more, sharing more, and others are sharing with me, there's this wonderful flow of energy. What happens in depression? There's not a recirculating or recycling or sharing of energy within the person themselves and their own system, and usually in within systems around them. They're not able to take in whatever it is. And part of that is love. You've got to be able to take in the love, because it's all love in different forms. Every creation is a form of love, some more of the higher octaves, some not so high. But it's all love. So can you take it in? Can you take in that love and reciprocate it? Can you channel it? It's like octaves of yourself. Can you allow your creations? And metaphysically, it's the second chakra, and it's reproducing. A lot of people think reproduction is simply about children. No, it's reproducing yourself through creative means. It's reproducing the universal energy. So we're all reproducers. We're all channels of this energy that is us. You know, it's like water in a pitcher, an ice pitcher. We're the ice pitcher, but we're also the water in there, and then it's being poured out into another pitcher and fills up and then poured out. So let me know. Email me. Let me know on the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook. Let me know how you're reproducing yourself. How are you channeling your gifts? How are you sharing and reciprocating you in your life? Let me know how much more you're reaching out now, because that's what I want to see. I want to see the reaching out and sharing, reaching out and connecting. All right, let's get to callers here. 954-793, welcome to Awakenings Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. Hi.
Thank you. My name is Lynette.
Hi, Lynette. What's your question?
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
I love your show, by the way. Yes.
Thank
I
you so much,
early,
Lynette.
I really need some guidance on my biggest two obstacles in my life right now are my job. I've been waiting tables for years. I'm so tired of it. And I have no transportation. And both of them are hindering me, and I feel kind of held back. So I just wanted to know if you had any guidance for me in those areas.
Okay. And I could do Lynette. And you said you don't have transportation, right? Are you on the bus?
Yeah.
Okay, I see that. That's okay. Gosh, Lynette, I actually want to see you right now. I feel like you need to free up in mind first.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even take an art class or draw, paint, just even something you don't think you know that you can do. There's quite a little artist inside you. Maybe even writing. Do you know this?
I've tried before. It didn't seem to turn out so well. But then I just kind of gave up, I guess.
Mm-mm. Don't give up. Go back to it. Why do you think it didn't turn out so well? Why do you have that opinion?
I think I did like a couple of things, and I was just kind of like, that was terrible. And I'm starting to finish things a little more now, but I used to always have the habit of starting things and not finishing them. So,
you need to go back to that. You know, it's interesting. My, I don't know when it's going to be. I think it's either Friday or Monday, but the blog post on the senses, I think is really going to help you. So I want you to sign up, soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. Sometimes, and you know, I learned this in my hypnotherapy training as well, that we call it representational systems. Everyone has a representational system for learning, and you see this very on with children in school. And I used to teach school, and you could see it. Some people more visual, some people more auditory, some people more kinesthetic, sense of touch, some smell, some needed to taste things, you know, some a combination of all. What happens when we get stuck or we don't see a way out? And Carl Jung, the psychologist, called this, you know, the saying, Einstein also had coined a similar saying about you can't solve a problem in the same mindset that it's created in. Right? So what I feel with you, and this is many, many people, see, we get caught in a rut. We get entrenched in something. And sometimes we need something that's so different to come in and not take, in a way, take over, that we can get engrossed in, and it kind of shakes up the rest in the mind and in the body. It kind of shakes things up so new insights can come in. Because sometimes we stay locked in a certain representational system, a certain way of perceiving things, understanding things, interpreting, even more important, interpreting things. I feel within you. And I even say crafts. I feel within you that down the road I feel some kind of writing, and I almost feel like there's a very innocent little kid artist in you, kind of a spontaneous, free-flowing. And I also feel somehow making things. I feel that this is a necessary step for you to get to your next level. That I do feel you're going to tap more into your artistic, creative, expressive part of you down the road, not right away, because right now it's your process of healing. Down the road, I do feel that you will be able to sell, because I can see you at a table. I feel like you're almost making something with wood or stamping something. There's something that you're doing with your hands. And I see local sales, and I see near, it could be like a little flea market, some kind of outdoor market. I think you're going to make something, and some people around you, maybe even at that, you know, restaurant, are going to, oh, let me get one of those, or I like that, or that's cute, or I can get that for my niece. And then it starts to take off. So what you do from there, there may be something even with I don't know if it's accounting, bookkeeping, or some kind of organizational that you can do part-time out of the home. Mm-hmm. But the guides are telling me you've got to integrate this artistic piece. So go back to it with less judgment. Go back to it with, I'm just going to play around with this. I'm going to experiment.
Okay.
That makes sense at all? Does that help? I know it's not an immediate that you're changing jobs. Because here's the deal. Here's what I'm getting from your lovely higher self that's so much holding their arms out to you, to this aspect to you. You're literally holding your arms to yourself, trying to reach yourself, saying, darling, 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 you have to believe in you. And so to do that, you're going to have to trick that conditioned mind that learned not to believe in you and get to the part of you that does believe in you. And for you, that art, that creativity, even taking some classes like that, it's going to be getting you out of that, you're overly anchored in the left side of the brain, which is auditory. And it's a, you know, I feel you're even sensitive to sound is what I'm hearing. You and music, that over auditory mind or brain connection can bring sometimes critical thoughts, over criticizing, over worrying in the head. So your way right now to escape that is more of accessing more of that which is in the left quadrant or right quadrant. Or right brain. So even music or dance or going to hear music, you know, poetry, you know, even at home, careful what you watch. Don't watch things that are too critical, too much of a downer, too scary, okay, because that's going to weigh on you. Going and listening to someone talk or speak or poetry class or writing class, you know, like, but it doesn't even have to go anywhere. You could go to a writing class that's writing your first short story or writing a novel and play with it. Right now, it's not so much about you finishing. It's just about you starting and being in the process of it.
Okay.
All right, sweetie, and keep me posted.
Okay,
how's
thank
that
you
feel?
So much.
Is that okay?
I was hoping I'd feel something different. Something or hear something that I hadn't thought of, and that was, that's what I needed to hear, I think.
Well, see, it's a confirmation. I always say many times a good psychic reading is what you already know.
Yeah, but I hadn't thought of that on my own.
You what?
I hadn't thought of that on my own, so, I think I needed to hear it from someone.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing from you is you're getting a confirmation from me.
Yeah.
Of kind of what you already know you need to do, yeah.
Yeah,
that's your next step. It doesn't mean you're not going to make that job change, but there's a wonderful, beautiful, blossoming, flowering, healing piece in front of you. I would even suggest my daily OM course, Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift, could also be very helpful for you. You will get that new direction, but it's got to be out of this piece. And what's even more brilliant is you already knew that, and so you're just getting a confirmation.
Yeah. thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for
keep
your
keep us
show.
Posted, huh?
I will. Bye.
For being a part of it. Okay. Hello, 646-729. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hey, Michelle. This is Owen.
Hey. Owen? Hi, Owen.
Yeah. Happy New Moon.
Yeah, woo, to you as well.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I was just listening to what you were saying before and really resonated with it and just wanted to let you know. But I had a question about just kind of my next step. I just graduated from school for massage and yoga and just kind of trying to figure out what my next step is. I mean, I have a couple of side jobs that's going to hopefully tide me over until I get licensed. But, and I'm also doing music, too, on the side. And
perfect. Because I was going to say, I feel music around. That was, a lot of confirmations here. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a lot with the music. Have you thought of doing something, and I want to say kind of a whole, this is what I'm hearing, whole healing. The words website, journey, are coming in to do more with your music on a, also on a healing level.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of.
And it's also showing performance. Are you performing it? Because it's showing you need to do this in performance.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Just kind of stepping into that and sharing it, and you know, So that's good to hear.
I feel like the massage, which I also study, by the way, I think it's there's something about even, and I did learned energy work as well, but there's something about that sacredness of that physical touch or any kind of healing of that nature, and learning about the body and how it works and just being so present for someone. I feel like you're going to be combining the two different healing modalities. Now, why do I also keep seeing I do feel like I don't know if it's Mount Shasta or Santa Fe. I keep seeing this top of the hill, and you're on this hill with other musicians, and there's some flute, and I'm hearing sacred sounds.
Cool.
But you're not near a mountain right now, I feel. I don't feel you're in a
mountain,
but I feel like you're going to be. Are you? Okay, maybe.
I'm in the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you go to the top there?
Yeah, well, I just have recently sort of made some connections with musicians that I feel kind of a resonance with, and I'm excited to, you know, work with them and just kind of eventually, you know, put out a, you know, an album and just be performing and doing that, as well as doing massage too. But really your
music, by the way, I feel the music is really going to take off for you.
Mm-hmm.
Camera is putting resonance as key for Owen. So true.
Mm-hmm.
I see some sacred ceremonies. I see you more on that mountaintop, that ridgetop.
Mm. Okay.
You are meant to do more than me. I would, you know, don't wait for the Grammy Award winning. Just start now.
Yeah.
Get
the
stuff out there, even to people that you're working with. Just start getting your stuff out there and also start performing. But I am seeing you travel. It almost reminds me of the energy of Krishna Das, but I'm not necessarily feeling chanting.
Mm-hmm.
I do see some performances with a female singer also.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Okay.
And cool.
I don't know, festivals, bluegrass festivals, college
festivals,
yoga festivals.
Yeah, kind of like folk-ish sort of music. And,
yeah,
well,
that's what
so
I see, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what's going to take over. But because Tamara put resonance in the chat, so true. In order for you to connect in, because, you know, we are in a physicality universe, that in order for us to connect deeper with things and people, we need to experience some of it. We need to kind of, you know, put the paint on us. We need to rub elbows with whatever it is. And so I feel your path of healing and spirituality and being a service, you know, to others, that healing energy is coming through your music, and so that will be a background kind of on the bio. Oh yeah, he's also this and this, or done this and this, or he came from this and this, so that you have that resonance. But I really feel that the music is really going to take off.
Cool. Yeah.
And I see a lot of traveling with it.
Oh, that's so great. You know, I've always sort of felt that, and it's nice to hear that being affirmed. So that's really great. That's exciting for me, because I'm really at this moment in time where I'm just like, you know, it's kind of been, I've been in my bedroom like recording songs and writing songs, and now I'm just sort of starting to come out of my shell and be more comfortable with performing and sharing it, because it, you know, certain people really, really do resonate with it. And it's just really exciting.
Oh yeah, I see quite a following. I really do. I'm
yeah.
trying to think if there's a group. Oh my gosh, I can't think of their name right now, that I kind of feel a similar vibe or energy, and they were kind of bluegrassy. A friend of mine years ago knew somebody that was in that group. It was in the late 90s. I know you would probably know who it is, and it's just for some reason I'm seeing the person's face and the I'm so stuck on your image up on that hill. I can't see anything else right now.
Well, that's
but
good.
I do,
that's
I do, yeah. I mean, the Bhakti Fest, I feel like you could do some Coachella-type things. I feel like it's going to get that big.
Yeah.
And also, there's a festival I'm hearing that you'll do also in, I think it's France is what I'm hearing.
That's so funny you say that. That's I've always imagined myself in, like, southern France, you know, traveling around doing music there. So that's,
south of France. There's some festival. You check into it. I can see it. It's on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's some festival, and
cool.
I can see you there as well. Yeah. So this is, you know, you're planting the seed. This is the action year to make sure that you do action to anchor this, Owen. So whatever that is, get something in physical form, even if it's something just for clients or friends or people that you're
mm-hmm.
working with or the local, just even if it's just, you know, an EP, you know, one song out there.
Yep.
Get something anchored in. And this is for everyone. Get something anchored in because that the energies this year, it's like a big, you know, we've got the meteor showers that are, I think, it's the 21st or 24th that are coming. You have to check on the exact date.
Mm-hmm.
We're being beamed or bombarded with light. It's like a big searchlight right now. Have you ever seen like a searchlight over the, like a an event that's happening? But this, it's beaming on us. So whatever is in form that is in alignment and resonance with the trajectory of events that are unfolding for the new paradigm and this new emerging consciousness and that's a resonance of that is going to be highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big highlighter right now from the universe. So, but it's hard to do that just when we're thinking about something, right? Because this is the land of physicality.
Yeah.
You have to be holding
kind
something
of the mode.
Up.
Yeah. I feel like I'm
very
sort
cool.
of stepping into a new, you know, this new phase. And so that's really exciting. But just in terms of like making money and, you know, do you see like me doing something with massage like pretty soon or do you?
Oh, I do. I do. All you need, I definitely see the massage practice happening. And I also feel like you could do some. Yeah, there's something you can do on the. I can see. Maybe it's your. Are you on the computer a lot? Are you editing and stuff on the computer?
Well, yeah, that's how I'm recording right now, actually, with a recording system computer. Yeah,
okay.
So, and that's kind of my main.
Toss that out. People need editors. You can make some nice little coin editing some stuff for people. Put that out there too, because I can see you get kind of nervousy. I can see you like tapping your foot and you're looking at the screen and. the thumb is in the, you know, it's like your intent. The thumb's in the mouth. You're chewing on the side of the thumb, and you're like looking and listening. And what? Okay, let's go. So
that's exactly that's right.
yeah. So I do feel like there's some center. I feel like you could do some massage and some other part time work. There's something you're going to be balancing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the guys really want you to do the music.
Yeah, well, that's really right to me. I mean, that's great to hear from you.
Here's the thing. I feel massage here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of catch can because I feel the other stuff is really going to be building more.
Yeah.
So what I would say, go ahead and do the massage, catch as catch can, let it be transitional. But also, don't be afraid to put out your little shingle about your computer, you know, editing, et cetera, online skills, because you could manage a couple things for people or whip up some projects and make some little chunks, you know?
Right. Cool.
And people need that kind of stuff, right, you know, always, but especially right now as more people are putting things online or doing their own, you know, music, meditation CDs, or vids, whatever. So, because I see you more in that realm, and I feel like it's going to be more apparent probably October, maybe even earlier, maybe even August, September of this year.
Okay.
Will there be massage clients? Yes. Will there be work in some kind of center? Yes. But I feel the other is going to kind of start really taking
off. Good. Yeah, that sounds, everything you said just really sounds right and kind of what I... you know, new on some level as well. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, and I'll keep you posted too.
And you've got, yeah, please, you know, I want to hear back how things transpired for people, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, thanks again.
All
that's,
right, Owen.
That's great, great advice. Okay, have a good day.
Bye. You too. Blessings. Bye. Oh, wonderful. You know, just like, I mean, sometimes you just need that confirmation. You know what's going on. You just want to make sure you're not delusional. You know, like, and I've had that. I mean, years ago, I'll never forget somebody that came for a reading, and they so were going to leave their, they probably should have done something earlier, but anyway, they were going to leave their job, do this whole thing, and become a musician. And I just didn't see it. And plus, the skill really wasn't there. And, you know, I can't censor. But I said, play for the community. Play for your kids. Play for at school. Play for yourself. Sometimes you just need to know, are we on the right track or path, you know? I had a wonderful confirmation from actually, I believe it was a listener. They may have gotten a reading as well, a private reading, but I think more of a listener, that apparently I'd seen them. Well, they had a secret desire, a wish, or to go to Japan and live in Japan, and called in about that. And I so saw it. I saw them packing. I saw them, you know, either in school there or after school working. I could just see it. And I said, act as if. It's not a question of if you're going, it's when. But you're definitely going. So start preparing. Put things, you know, aside. Pack. Get rid of things that you don't need. And know that you're going. And I just got an email, I guess about a month ago, maybe 2 months, that they did go and that they're loving it. And so they, you know, really took my words to heart and put that in motion. So, you know, sometimes you really are getting the messages that are right for you, and it's, you know, it's just getting that confirmation and trusting your own inner knowing. But resonance is so key, so, so key. All right. So as I said at the top of the program, we have with us for our awakened guest today, Jonathan Goldman. And this is part two. You know that he was on about, I guess about a month or two, about 2 months ago, and just had so much information and insight on sound and frequencies and healing. In fact, Jonathan Goldman is an international authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He's the author of Healing Sounds, Shifting Frequencies, The Lost Chord, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, Chakra Frequencies, which was co-authored with his wife, Andy. And his latest book is The Divine Name. Jonathan is also the winner of the 2011 Visionary Award for Best Alternative Health Book. He's also the director of Sound Healers Association and the president of Spirit Music Incorporated in Boulder, Colorado. Also as a Grammy nominee, he has created numerous best-selling award-winning recordings, including The Divine Name with Greg Braden, Reiki Chants, which we're going to hear a little bit of today, Frequencies, Sounds of Healing, The Lost Chord, 2012 Ascension Harmonics, and Chakra Chants. He's also a double winner of Visionary Awards for Best Healing, Meditation Album, and Album of the Year. And all just a love and a wealth of information as well. Hello, Jonathan. Welcome back to Awakenings Radio. It's great to have you here.
Michelle, what a blessing it is to be here with you. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am great on this wonderful new moon in Aries. I think I'm feeling the energy. Things are popping. Things are popping and shifting. So,
Indeed.
As you know, also, John, every time I read what you've done, boy, you're prolific, I think, is an understatement. Boy, you are in the flow of creation.
It's an interesting thing as we, you know, I really like, I'm a Sagittarian, so I'm not sure, but one of the things about Sagittarius is I create. And one of the things, yesterday I just received a brand new CD that is coming out called The Divine Name I Am, which is I'm very excited about, and it's not available yet, but it's really cool.
Okay.
It's like I don't know if you've ever heard of the concept of the Moses code frequencies, but those were actually these frequencies. A friend of mine named Jimmy Twyman asked me, he said, Jonathan, is there any relationship between the I am that I am and sound? And what happened is I said, well, Jimmy, what you're really talking about is the Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, which is Hebrew for I am that I am. And I said, let me go check, because there's a phenomena of Hebrew numerology called gamatria, yeah. Gometria. And so I was in San Francisco at the time, and I came back, and it was about 10:30 at night, and I got these numbers, and I got the two numbers for the Ehyeh, which is one thing, and then I am, then the Asher, and I got them together. And musically, when you want to get something in what they call the same octave, meaning sort of like the note C to C in a piano, what you do is you take the frequency and you double it. So I took the frequency of one of these and I doubled it. And I brought it up so they were in the same octave. And I said, okay, now I can at least have tuning forks made of this to see what this will sound like. Because, you know, Michelle, could sound terrible. Because numbers doesn't mean it's cool. But the first thing I did was I looked up what this new number was representing, you know, if this number had any sort of gamatria or a little translation of it. And I forget exactly what it was, but it was something like Yahweh Elohim or another name of God. And I thought the odds of that were like sort of beyond. And then when I had tuning forks made, so I could actually hear, I realized that they created the interval of what is called the fourth. And the fourth is an interval that a lot of Gregorian chant and a lot, I would say most of the sacred sound on our planet is sung in this interval. Now, Greg Braden's a good friend of mine, and he's always, you know, going to these mathematicians going, what are the statistics of this? Yeah. And they give him some number like 1 in 14 billion. I don't have mathematical friends like that, but I will tell you that the odds of these numbers occurring are astronomical. They're just astronomical. So then like I said, okay, what would happen if I sounded the divine name in this interval? And it's way, way cool is all I got to say. So that's one of the things.
I love it. One of my favorite chants, especially when I'm going through something, is Soham Hamso, I am that, that I am.
Yeah,
powerful. So we tap into that I am presence. It's amazing. Now, so when does this come out? Do you have a time?
Well, it's the actual... You see, you're dealing with a person. I'm laughing about this because the actual physical street date, that means the date that it's supposed to hit the streets, is like May 14th or something like that. But I'm very, very far away from the business world. The fact that we've been a successful music company for the last 30 years simply lets you know that there are a whole lot of angels around. Folks in the music business say, what about this and what about that? And I look at them and I scratch my head and I go, what? Huh? So we'll be making an announcement about it probably in the next couple of weeks or so. And it's really very, very cool. And I've only been waiting like a year and a half to release that. And talking about waiting a year and a half to release, on, 11/11, you remember that? That was like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
11/11.
Yeah.
Okay, so
11/11.
And this is just one of those things where all of a sudden my wife and I were married on 11/11 at 11/11. But not that, and we realized that on November 11th at 11 a.m., it would be our 11th anniversary, which I thought was really weird. And we were like, okay, what are we going to do? Okay, you want to go for a cruise? Should we go on a holiday? I was like, let's teach a divine name workshop that culminates in everybody in this workshop basically intoning the divine name at exactly 11/11 on 11/11/11. And I said, okay. And just, this was sort of spur of the moment thrown together. This church just materialized and filled up with people, and we did it as a benefit concert. And it was, a thing. It was just wonderful. And we filmed it. And finally, now, like over a year and a half later, this literally four DVD set is slowly. I'm now upstairs trying to work on what the cover is going to look like and all that stuff. So it's crazy, and everything in its own good time, you know?
Oh, yeah. I hear you. It takes a... So I've been working on a new website, multimedia website, for 2 years. Now we're in the home stretch, I think, but it's like, God, there's always a little something, a little glitch, a little more this, or, ooh, didn't plan on that, a little less, you know, it's so, but anyway, and it's people, there's a lot of your wonderful healing creativity that people can dive into. And the reason I ask is because I had some people email as well as, tweet about some of your stuff or any other stuff. I guess you have a lot of fans out there that have a lot of your stuff already, so they're like, oh, he's coming back on for part two. What's he going to talk about? You know, what is, you know,
well,
hopefully,
you know, and I never rap about what I'm involved in doing, but it just happens to be that the CD came in yesterday, and I was just upstairs, like, trying to figure out, what sort of... I mean, and the crazy thing is, okay, it's like, okay, what sort of container do we want to have a four DVD thing go into? And I, you know, I mean, all these little things that one never thinks about. You know, I like to just, if you can, and I'm sure you too, just create or give readings or do this and that. And yet, it's all these other things that need to sort of manifest in order for the whole creational process to occur.
Yeah, so very, very true.
You know, 2 years for a website. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Do you understand? Yeah. I did. I was like, it's going to be up in no time. But first it took a while to get the new concept. You know, it had to gel and it had to be organic and psychically in alignment. You know what I mean? You can't just put something up and say, here it is. You know, it has to be...
Well, what's a hilarious thing for us? We're strangely enough, we're launching this in a couple of days. Didn't even think about it. Is the new Sound Healers Association website, and the biggest time consumer on this one was coming up with what they call either a banner or a logo type of thing. And it's just like we kept trying to look, you know, what does sound look like? What does sound look like? And, you know, it's like, you know, and it's oftentimes just done as these sort of wavy lines, which are like pretty boring. And then I came up with some ideas and I looked and saw other people are using them. And I would do that. And all of a sudden finally said, wait a minute, what if there's a science? It actually is. It's called cymatics, which you have probably heard of, but it's... Basically, cymatics is a Greek word which means wave form, and it was actually, it's been going on for really a long time, wasn't given a name until the 1960s by this Swiss medical doctor by the name of Hans Jenny. But what he would do...
Playing of the music on the sand or different...
Right, yes. Right.
I love that. Oh, my God.
Right.
I love that.
So he would take these, you know, liquids, plastics, paste, et cetera, put them in a steel plate, vibrate with them with sound, and photograph them.
Yeah.
And then recently he's got a couple of heir apparents, and one of them is a fellow by the name of John Reed, who is a friend and a student of mine from England and a scientist. And he took, strange as it may seem, Reiki chants, which we're going to be listening to, and he took a photograph of it, and it's just a phenomenal thing. And
what a great idea.
And the concept being that the photograph is also going to be encoded, if it's healing music, with the healing energy, the vibrations of it. So we did that, but I can't tell you, Michelle, how long it was trying to take this and then get the words and doing this and that, and then you go back and forth and back and forth. My wife takes a look at it, and we turn it in the back. And then, so, yeah, I really appreciate it. But it's going up there, and so that was our big challenge, was the banner. What does it look like?
But what a brilliant thing to do. I kind of got... few years ago kind of got in that and tried to do a little bit of it on my own with my, you know, non-scientific background, and it was somewhat of a successful attempt, but I just saw amazing on YouTube. I just got into all, you know, cymatics, all the different forms that people would work with. So you actually did it. Now, is this on your Healing Sounds website? Can people see this?
No, they have to go to the Sound Healers Association, and it hasn't launched yet. We haven't put it up yet, but it is going to be the banner there, and you'll see the Reiki chants picture there, and it's done by one of the major, shall we say, I don't know what you call them. Since Sahan's Jenny passed away, and John Reed has been doing this for about 10 years, I guess, forerunners, pioneers, whatever. He's one of the two or three people on the planet who's really taken over and done this stuff and doing amazing work. He also did something with the Divine Name, which is really quite stellar, and I love it. I mean, the two things, you know, when I do presentations with my wife, Andy, we show pictures, and the two major sources of pictures that are really cool are, number one, either Hans Jenny or John Reed's cymatic pictures, or, of course, Masuro Emoto's pictures of the frozen water. And I've also had the pleasure of having him photograph some of my music, too. So that's, you know, that's very... They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I often think that a sound is worth, like, you know, 1,000 pictures. But there are a lot of people that are who are into visual things, so it's really nice. And it makes them go, wow, this, you know, sound really does do something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But how interesting, too, so if you've cymatically had this done with Reiki chant, so someone could ostensibly be listening to that and then also be getting the visual, and especially if you're saying if somebody is more visual, they're getting that those wavelengths through that the healing visually. I think it's
pretty amazing. It is. It's like John Reed had at one point these little photographs from the Reiki chants, and this is once again when we listen to it, and your listeners can try this experiment too. But I'm going to have you, like, you know, put your hands, you know, a few inches away from each other as you feel your energy field. And for some reason, I do not have an explanation for this, but for some reason, when this music is on, it seems to amplify the energy field. So it's almost as though this invisible force is, like, you know, pushing your hands away as the field between them gets stronger and stronger. And, you know, I, of course, could come up with explanations for it being that maybe this does amplify the, you know, electromagnetic healing field. But I don't know. Something's going on. But the reality is that, you know, okay, so the idea that you look at this picture, and this picture basically is a, you know, a moment in time and space of sound that captures this energy, and that perhaps this picture would also encapsulate this energy form as well. I know it's now 4 months ago almost, we were down in Australia, basically taking part in this wonderful festival, so I could lead a global at the exact 12/21/12 thing, and there was a wonderful woman who was one of they're called the 13 indigenous elders, and her name is Grandma Gladys, and she's really into healing the water. And she had one of Dr. Emoto's pictures of water being healed with sound, and with the idea that that would sort of radiate the energy out. And I loved it, because on a level, you know, we're going places that no humans have gone for a long time. Have you ever heard of the science of radionics?
Yes, I did. I studied that in England a little bit.
Oh my goodness gracious. You're one of the rare people. Please, come on.
Break it down for our listeners, and then we'll chat on that, and then we'll cycle back to the Reiki chants. But talk about... most people in the States don't know of radionics. And I think, what was it, Tillman? There's a book. I still have a very thin book on the properties of it. But anyway, share, please, with us.
Well, by gosh, as much as I can remember, this was actually very big in the 1930s and 1940s to such a degree that, shall we say, it works off of a similar energy as the energy of pendulums and dowsing and stuff like that. And they could, for example, take a picture of someone, and using radionics do long-distance analysis and all this other stuff, and also long-distance healings. And it has since, shall we say, become out of favor. But I think that there is, if you like, captured within photographs, within sound, within anything, within hair samples, within anything, the energetic form of that which we are, which is, it is a part of. And if you begin to now understand the whole concept of non-locality and the oneness that they all talk about in quantum physics, it makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have, I'm trying to think, yeah, because it's the certain frequencies that you dial in that something is could be missing too much of something and not enough.
Right, right.
Something.
Yeah. You know, that's one way of doing it. You could actually, another simple way of working with radionics was to take basically a picture of somebody and then take a quartz crystal, program that quartz crystal to heal the person, put the quartz crystal on the picture, and that would be also an example. Because once again, it's just working with using the photo as a sort of a surrogate for the person. And I've heard of extraordinary things that were going on. So just.
Yeah, we had. He's been on a few times, Stephen Lewis with the AIM program, and they do that. They have these trays, and they set these various frequencies off of the picture.
Sure.
Maybe, but now maybe you'll bring some fashion of the radionics back. If anyone can do it, you can do it.
Yeah,
I always felt like people shouldn't have given up on it. I don't know. I think it, you know, maybe you have to put a disclaimer there or something. You know how we are day and age.
That is, Michelle, you just nailed it. That is the big reason why people gave up on it without going into too much detail. Shall we say some radionic practitioners definitely suffered some consequences from certain authorities and therefore, you know, it no longer became in vogue. In fact, it became out of vogue, et cetera. And life is like that and et cetera. But you nailed it. Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's. But you know, I do believe, and this kind of dovetails back to Reiki chants, that can circumvent that, get around that, through such things as toning and chanting and use of music, or even maybe the cymatics of the music. I do believe that we've lifted enough, so to speak, that we're sensitive enough that that can be done through music and sound.
Oh, I think it is being done through music and sound. It's just that one has to be cautious of the claims being made. How about that?
Yeah.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I like
so
that, yeah.
You know, the verbiage and the semantics have to be very cautious, you know, which doesn't, shall we say, affect the outcome. It can be, once again, it's the, you know, as you know, every February 14th, for example, we do this global sound, this sound, sending a sonic valentine to Mother Earth, et cetera, with the idea that our, if you like, our intent, our consciousness can interface with the energetics of the Earth Mother and help provide harmony and, you know, and I mean, saying stuff like that is fine. I think if you were to get there and go, yes, and we're going to basically, do X, Y, and Z specific things to people, that's when you start getting in trouble. So being sometimes being vague is good.
Exactly. Let the person fill in their own blanks.
Right, right.
Now, Jonathan, can you, because I'm so excited to experiment with this with you, set up Reiki chants for our listeners, what we're going to be doing. I'm going to play. You sent in a clip.
Yeah.
And there was some position with the hands. So people, if you're listening on your iPhone while you're driving or on your bicycle, which so many of you do, pull over
now. Do not listen to this. If you're in your car or anything, please, folks, you know, on all of our CDs, it says don't listen to this if you're operating machinery or driving or anything like that. But I'll tell you what is interesting, Michelle, and I had forgotten about this, and somebody reminded me that there's a lovely lady by the name of Lynn McTaggart.
She's been on the program a few times. Oh, yeah,
right.
I interviewed her for a couple of things.
And
she's
does
amazing.
This thing, right, she does this stuff called the intention experiments.
Yes, yes.
And I mean, it's so funny. I find out about this by reading one of her books. I'm reading one of her books, and it turns out she uses Reiki chants to amplify the intentions of the people during her intention experiments. So, you know, I love it. I wish you'd said, you know, and then I, you know, I sent her an email. Somehow I got her an email, and I said, oh, Lynn, yeah, this is Jonathan Goldman. Thank you. I just found out you're doing it. Oh, my pleasure, et cetera. It's crazy the way that, you know, people sort of find out about things at certain times and places. Okay, so getting back to Reiki chants. I'm actually going to, like, go into the Wayback Machine for about 5 or 6 years for just 1 minute, okay?
Okay,
everybody, we're going to the Wayback Machine, and we're going about 5 or 6 years ago to Sedona, Arizona, where there is a sound and Reiki conference. And I am doing a presentation on sound at the sound and Reiki conference, and someone is doing a presentation on the basically Reiki chants. And they said, well, this, you know, is what the Reiki symbols actually manifested first as sound. This is the sounds that they came with. And I was like, wow. And I listened, and I was like, these inner voices were going, you must do something. You must create an album that basically encompasses and incorporates this energy. Because this fellow was a brilliant French Reiki master, but he really didn't know anything about sound. So, And I was like, I got that. So I said, thank you very much for that. And now I'm going to, like, take it to sort of another level. So it took me, you know, I work slow. So there are four different Reiki chants, which are based on the four different Reiki symbols. And what we're going to be listening to is Seiya Ki, which is one of the, you know, powerful ones. And this is only two things I have to say. First of all, well, by gosh, by golly, sometimes people also listen to these things where the fidelity is not real good. And I just have to tell you that this is really made in glorious stereo. And it was, you know, really meant to be...
Well, I can't promise with this being through Blog Talk Radio, so...
No. Sorry, I understand that.
Okay.
So which is why I'm saying, you still get the effect, but I just, you know, sometimes I listen to this and I go, my goodness gracious, I spend months and months getting the most incredible sounds. And if you listen to the CD or, you know, et cetera, you know, it sounds, you know, or, you know, high level of MP3, it sounds cool. But sometimes I hear this stuff and it's like, you know, it's not exactly the most pristine of conditions. So, folks, check out what happens with your hands. Hopefully it'll be an aural. That means an auditory, you know, bonus as well. But, you know, I did my best, and Michelle and I are doing our best to present to you the Reiki chants, this little cup. This is 2 minutes. But first, get your hands together so you can feel, you know, the energy going from one hand to another. And some people like to rub their hands together just to feel it at
first. I'm
doing
that now, rubbing. Can anybody hear?
You know, and, okay.
And
I can feel
like
it.
In front of each other.
Yeah, and I tell you that my hands have been probably about 3 inches apart from each other, maybe 2.5, 3 inches, and I can feel this pressure, so to speak. And then, I discovered this accidentally. This is just one of those things. I happened to have been doing this when this came on, and all of a sudden I could feel this thing literally forcing my hands apart. And
oh, my God. Beautiful.
So let's see what happens with you, because I've since then done it with other people, and it seems to also work, do the same thing for them as well. So all we can do is see what happens. So get that energy, and then let's listen to this. And the only thing that I ask is, it's, you know, louder is not better. So maybe if you can, bring it down just a hair, because sometimes these things distort a little bit.
Okay, doing that?
About
I was wondering about
long.
That.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you find. I never know. Okay, so are we ready?
We're ready. Everyone ready? Here we go.
All right. Okay, Michelle, where are your hands?
Wow. It did push him out.
I was really unaware of what was going on, but I looked and I can see that my hands are probably close to 7 or 8 inches apart from each other. So it was, you know, for me.
Yeah, it was amazing. I just held him there. I kind of cupped the energy for a while in the beginning and then stopped. And then probably in the first, I don't know, little few bars or something, I don't know, not that long, maybe, you know, 30, 45 seconds into it, I looked down and my hands had moved quite a bit away, almost like 7 or 8 inches on either side, just really expanded. Amazing. Another thing in the chat. Thank you. Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, so I find that really interesting, and it's, you know, once again, I was laughing before. I don't consider myself much of a businessman. If I was a really good businessman in terms of sound and stuff, I'd say good for X, Y, or Z. But I guess, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know what, I mean, yes, this has great healing potential, but the healing potential is how you want to use it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people want to be told, well, I can use this for a stomach ache or for a headache or this sleep, or, you know, and really on a level, it's how we as individuals choose to apply and utilize different sounds, different nutrition, different X, Y, and Z that really makes the way it affects us. Do you not agree?
Oh, very much. And in fact, I'll tell you, as a therapist, we have the same... many times it's better to have unspecified, and I think there was even documentation done this in Healing and the Power of Prayer by Larry Dossey, that a lot of times unspecified healing is better, not to label it, because each person receives it differently or interprets it differently. So sometimes you can say, oh, this is great for this or this is great for that, and some people will get it and go, that didn't help me with that. You know, so, you know, you buy something that's like, you know, make your teeth feel better, and then somebody says, that didn't work for me, but it helped my stomach feel better. So, no, I agree. I will say with this, though, I did feel a lot of, I would say, third and fourth chakra and a little bit of the fifth opening up. I would say with this, I felt like a lightness and a sense of peace, but not necessarily tired. Because, but again, that's how I was receiving it now. Who knows? I could maybe hear it before I'm going to go to bed and have a deep sleep.
It's just, you know, this is just the concept of, in my book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, one of the secrets, and they're really, you know, they're not secrets, but, you know, I thought, a good title. But,
yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you know, is something like, we are all unique vibratory beings. And I think that that is just so very, very important for us to understand, because I just don't think that, number one, you're ever going to find anything that affects everyone the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that is a sound or a food or whatnot, I oftentimes use the when I'm in a workshop. First thing I ask people is, okay, how many of you are allergic to penicillin? And you know, Michelle, anywhere from usually about 5 to about 20% of an audience is going to raise their hand. And I said, okay, if you perceive, as we in the vibrational healing modalities do, that everything is in a state of vibration, everything, if you like, is in a state of sound, then penicillin is a vibration, okay?
Mm,
and for
yeah.
80 plus of you, it's going to be a healing vibration. But for 20% of you, it might be a toxic vibration. And I think that this is basically, you know, maybe it's 80, maybe it's 90% that's going to work, but for 10% of the people, it's not going to work. In fact, they're going to feel not real good from it, and may make them, it'll be toxic. And I think that's a great metaphor for just everything in life. So this is why, whether it's a sound or whether it's an you name it, I just don't think you're ever, I think if you get 80%, you're doing really, really well. But, you know, people say, this heals this, or this does this, and I really want people to add for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's good. I like that word. Boy, we had a couple comments in the chat. One was, Tamara, that this way, what you're saying, it keeps it inclusive and universal for people. And then Pixie Jewel said, that was amazing. With each chant, my hand got further and further apart. I can feel the energy so strongly. Wow.
Yeah, you should experience the full 15 minutes of it.
Yeah. Not really.
Now, obviously, Amazon, iTunes, I mean, do you still sell the hard copy CDs?
We still sell the hard copy CDs, plus also, okay, got to get into this one, drum roll, we recently, in our new CD, not CD, we'll try to get a website that took quite a while to get on, we are having, you know, I'm going to try to explain this, and this is, of course, just my thoughts, although it's all the thoughts from my perspective of a lot of people who really know, but there has not been a whole lot of, for want of a better term, information exchange about this, because, but what I'm saying is basically true. Okay.
Okay.
A CD, if you were to take a CD, let's say hold your hands apart 2 feet, okay, that's the sound energy that's in a CD. Now, that is not the entire spectrum of sound energy that possibly exists.
Wow.
And in fact, it's not the spectrum of sound energy that existed with LPs. Remember those guys? Records?
Yeah.
You know, bring that up a whole bunch more, maybe 3 feet, and that's about where the sound was out there. What happened is that the people who made CDs realized that we, for the most part, don't hear with our ears much more than that two-foot apart level. So they said, okay, we're going to basically not let any more sound on a CD in order to preserve the size of a CD, okay? So that's about 22,000 cycles a second, and that's about it. Now, take that two-handed thing, right, and now make it one-tenth the size. So if you got 2 feet, what's one-tenth of 2 feet? I don't know, about 3 or 4 inches? That's about the sound energy. That's about the sound energy that is found in a regular MP3. Because what they do, in order to, you know how you can, MP3 files are really small and you can fit a whole lot of MP3 files on your iPod and all that other stuff. But what they do is they take a lot of the sound, the actual sound energy, and pull it away so it fools your ear. I don't know what it does to your brain. It sort of fools your ear, for the most part, into thinking that you're getting the full dosage, but you're not. And so on our website, we have the highest level MP3s that are available. So they're about 3 times the size, at least, of the normal MP3s. Because we figure if you're going to be dealing with therapeutic sound, you want at least the best, you know, and you're downloading it onto your, you know, your iPod or whatnot, that you want the best fidelity. So, folks, if you like that, I really highly suggest that you go to our website, because, yes, it's available on iTunes and all these other places, but they don't give you, they give you less of it.
Okay, good to know. So that's at healingsounds.com. So
yeah.
People can.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because I think for something like this, and now, you know, knowing that, maybe that's another thing, something to amplify. But if you've got it, you know, the best that on the market or can be gotten, I think people go to healingsounds.com, especially for something like this, that you want as much as you can get.
Yeah, and I would say to you that I'm not saying this to drive people to my website, but simply, you know, I have spent too much time talking not only to other sound professionals, but you know, major recording engineers, and I mean, you know, we know this, and it's just like, you know, and I think that this is really important. There's, you know, I mean, God bless MP3s, but there are two things. Number one, the size of the WAV file is, shall we say, wanting. It could be better. In fact, some of my recordings, when they are, you know, listened to on a MP3, they begin to sort of going, you get, because the fidelity, because I use sometimes very, very weird sounds, and, you know, MP3s are fine for pop. I mean, you know, but, you know,
that's
healing
true.
Music.
That's a good point. That's certain music. It has its place. Jonathan, we are out of time, and this is amazing, amazing journey. Part three at some point coming up too, as well.
Well, Michelle, we never know where the cosmos is going to take us in our conversations, but I've enjoyed this a whole lot, and I trust you have too, and I hope your listeners have found it to be of interest as well.
They definitely have. So let me just go through this again. HealingSounds.com, Reiki Chants, as well as others, are available. Yeah, sounds great.
Cool.
Therapeutic.
There's so much we can. Well, I really enjoy talking to you, and I trust your listeners also enjoy this too. And
we had requests for you to come back, and I said we're already in the works. We had some listeners email in, and I said I've got it covered. We're already in the loop trying to get him back on. So I know you're really busy. So I appreciate you taking the time to share your insights with us.
Well, it's always
wonderful music.
Well, thank you, and it's always such a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners. Thank you again.
Thank you for being with
us. Okay. Well, blessings of love and light through sound. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, that was Jonathan Goldman. You can find out more about him, as well as all his amazing healing sounds, tones, chants, and frequencies at healingsounds.com. And also you can check out some of his books as well. A lot of wonderful healing tools. We all need healing tools. Very not only therapeutic but transformational. Thank you, lovies, for being here on Awakenings with us. I love you all so much, and you make my Wednesdays even brighter. So continue to share your insight, shine your light. Until next week, keep awake. I'll be seeing you later.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.